Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Back Chat. Welcome to Yoga Berry, your yoga for scoliosis community. I would love it if you could let me know if you can hear me okay, if you can see me okay. Hopefully you can. And it's 4 o'clock in the UK right now, 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. If you ever want to join me live for this conversation, you're more than welcome to. There is a chat here. And I always love it when people are here live. I could see already Laura is here. She was waiting already to get started. So yes, make sure that you get the most out of it. Ask your questions, get involved in the conversation, because we're in this together, right? And I am just looking to see who's here. So my apologies when you hear me kind of fiddling around with this. There's always a lot of kind of technical things going on. And there we are. Good. Laura is saying everything is okay. This is always the worry. Oh dear. Technology, right? Good. So today, let's get started. We are talking about twisting, and not the dance sort of twisting, even though that might also fall in this category. No, I mean yoga twisting poses specifically. And are they any good for those of us that have scoliosis? Are they useful? Are they not useful? So if you are here live, tell me, do you love twists or do you hate them? Is this something that you really enjoy practicing, or is this something that you're kind of avoiding because you're not quite sure? And maybe you have a specific question about this topic. So feel free to type it in the chat while I have a couple of things to mention before we kind of really dive into it. Hi, Joe. Joe is here as well. Lovely. So thank you all so much for all your messages. I always get emails and Instagram messages after this back chat, and I love to hear from you, because then I know that, you know, things are making a difference, obviously, and it's you finding it helpful. So please keep them coming, keep your questions coming as well. I did have a lot of questions about getting Elise Browning Miller onto this show, and honestly, I'm working on it, right? We did an interview a while back, but unfortunately, the audio wasn't very good. So she promised me we're going to do it again. So I am basically chasing her all the time. I'm trying to get her onto this, onto the show. It's just about coordinating schedules. So bear with us. She will be here and she will be answering your questions. Good. And then another thing, just for those of you who are yoga teachers or who teach those people that have scoliosis, or maybe you are a yoga student and you have a yoga teacher who could benefit from knowing a little bit more about scoliosis, send them my way, because I'm doing a workshop for yoga teachers on the 20th of March. And it's a 3-hour workshop and an introduction for those who want to learn a little bit more about how to adapt maybe a yoga session and how to plan your yoga session if you know that there are people with scoliosis in there, and just kind of the do's and don'ts, what to be careful of and what you can do, what you shouldn't be doing. So this is specifically for yoga teachers. You will find the description. You will find it all in the description. Good. So Vanessa is saying hi. Hi, Vanessa. Good. So lots of you here. Right. Laura, there's so much controversy about twisting. I don't fear they do any harm, and sometimes it relieves. But what do you think? Yes. absolutely. And everyone else as well. And Laura is excited about Elise Miller coming as well, as I am as well. So yes, everyone, I am working on it. She will be on the show very soon. Good. Let's talk about twisting and twisted poses. So those of you who come here regularly, you know, this is kind of the first thing that we know about, or that we learn about scoliosis, when we kind of learn about, is it an S shape? Is it a C shape? It doesn't really matter which way your curvature goes. It will always be accompanied by rotation. Always, always, always. So whenever there is a curve going to one side, there will be a rotation backwards as well. And you can see this, especially if you have a thoracic scoliosis, meaning in your upper back, your ribs might be coming out a little bit on one side. And this is the rotational component of scoliosis. If you have a lumbar scoliosis, it might be a little bit harder to see, but you might feel that one side feels a little bit bulkier than the other. So there is always rotation in the spine. Some people sometimes say, oh, I have scoliosis, but it's not rotated. It's just curved to the side. No, that's not possible. And there will always be rotation. It might be for some people there is more rotation. For some people there is less rotation. But there will always be rotation. And this is important when we are getting into the twists and when we get into twisting movements. Now, just a little kind of thing about this before we kind of dive into the yoga specific twists. And again, I encourage you, if you're here, I know there's loads of you watching here live, so do let me know if there are any twists, maybe any specific yoga poses that you might want to ask me about, if you should do them or if you shouldn't do them, and maybe which ones do you really enjoy and which ones don't you enjoy so much, or which ones are you not quite sure about. So feel free to let me know. But I just want to say that twists are part of our day-to-day life, right? Unless you have a full-on spinal fusion with a Harrington rod all the way from the kind of top of the neck down towards the sacrum, which I don't wish on anyone, you will be twisting. And even those people with a rod have some degree of twisting as well. So it is part of our day-to-day activities. And we twist if you turn around in your car, if you need to get some, or if you need to look behind you, if you need to get something from a shelf, you need to be able to do a movement. So movement in general is good. And we know that any movement is still better than no movement. However, there are movements that are better for scoliosis than others. And really, anything that kind of lengthens and elongates, and you can imagine this, if you have a garden hose, for example, and you wind it up, or you twist it slightly, or you bend it, you will see that there is a twist as well. But how do you get it to straighten? It's not that you bend it the opposite way and then you derotate it. No, you simply lengthen it. So that's exactly what we want to do with our yoga practice. If you're in doubt, and I got a lot of messages already, oh, how do I derotate my spine? The easiest way is to simply lengthen, right? Simply elongate the spine. Downward dog, half downward dog, puppy pose, mountain pose, anything where you can reach through the crown of the head. You're doing a really, really, really good thing for your spine. Good. So, got a question here. Can we correct rotation fast? Anything fast, I would be very dubious, right? So I don't know how old you are, but you've probably, if you have scoliosis, you have been living with this condition for a while, and your body took quite a long time to create this curvature. So anything that it's kind of a quick fix would suggest to me that there is something strange going on, right? The only, in my opinion, the only quick fix would be to have surgery, which we don't really want to do, right? So you're 16 years old, so you've had, I don't know when your scoliosis obviously developed. Most of the time it's in the teenage years. So let's say it started to kind of develop at the age of 12. There have already been a few years, and maybe you had it earlier on, who knows? But if you are younger, obviously you have a much better chance of correcting it. Again, it's not going to be a quick one, but as you're 16 years old, you know, hopefully in a few months' time, you will be able to see some results. But you really need to work with someone specifically on your curve pattern and lots of strengthening. And I would really suggest that you find a knowledgeable yoga teacher in your local area. That's really best if someone can be there and watch you how you do this. Zoom is another way. But really, especially at this young age, I would really encourage you to find someone there who can really help you to make this a really, really targeted practice. Schroth therapy is another amazing therapy for scoliosis, and especially for the young ones. So for those of you who are in your teens or early 20s, I would really recommend it. Good. Eva is saying hello from Florida. So you're watching the scoliosis yoga videos. That's fantastic. Good. Lovely. And Laura is saying, I've learned from you and it does a lot first, previous to twist, grow upwards, then twist. Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Laura, for bringing it back to the topic. And this is really what I would say. If you do practice yoga twists, and you might do this for different reasons, right? Not to correct your scoliosis, but simply because it makes you feel better. Again, I am of the opinion that movement is a good thing. And if we don't move, eventually the body forgets certain bits and pieces. So I do think it's good to do these things. However, you want to be very, very mindful of how you twist, and you might want to consider not twisting as much. And this also depends on, again, how old you are, how stable your scoliosis is, meaning, okay, if you're 16 and you might even still be growing, I would stay away from it, right? If you have quite a severe scoliosis and it's progressing, I would stay away from it. If you are in pain, I would stay away from it. If your scoliosis is stable, it hasn't changed very much, you're generally fit and healthy, you do not have any pain generally, and I'm not talking about the one-off kind of aches and pains, then I think movement is a great thing. And twists are part of this. And why not enjoy moving your body around in different ways? And I really feel that you learn so much. And Laura, let me know if this resonates with you. But I feel in these more trickier yoga poses, sometimes you learn so much, right? If you move one way, oh, wow, this is really difficult. If I move the other way around, this is super easy, right? What does that tell you about your spine? It's obviously kind of wound up, and with scoliosis, as I said already, there is this already twisted component in there. So of course, going one way, it's going to make it worse, and going the other way, it's going to go against what your spine is doing. Having said that, and this was a question I got from Instagram, let me just see if I can find it. And if you do want to follow me on Instagram, I do have somewhere. Where is it? Where is my little Instagram thing? There we go. There it is. So make sure that you do follow me on Instagram, because I always ask ahead of time if people have any questions. And I did get a question about, is this a somewhat like a good and a bad side to twist to for a thoracolumbar curve or a lumbar curve. So what I would say about this is that even if you only have one curvature, you do not have an S curve, there is always a compensation somewhere going on a little bit above the spine and a little bit below the spine, even if that's in the hips or the sacrum. So whichever way you twist, this goes for all curvatures, whichever way you twist in some part of your spine, you're going into the rotation, and in some part of the spine, you're going against the rotation. So if you can really sort this out, you know, and isolate it, which is, I don't think, completely possible, but obviously practicing with awareness, there might be things that you can do. Then, of course, you can do these twists safely. However, if you do not have this body awareness and you're just kind of going towards your end range or towards how far, ever far you're twisting, just being very mindful that you might be kind of destabilizing certain areas of your spine. Good. Lovely. Oh, we've got lots of people joining in. Nagihan from Istanbul. Lovely. Hi, Gloria. And then we've got, there was this comment I wanted to bring up. Madayada, 22 years. I can do gentle twisting as I had almost full spinal fusion, save for bottom three vertebrae at 14 years old. Would love to know more about yoga for spinal fusion to maintain strength as I get older. Yes. So good. So good. Such a great question as well. And I'm so glad that you're here. So you will, if you look through my YouTube videos, you will find a whole playlist for spinal fusion as well. So do have a look. Spinal fusion is a little bit, it's different from the other scoliosis videos that I usually am posting, because you obviously have this component in your spine which is fixed, which cannot move. And I don't know what type of fusion you've had. Obviously, every fusion is slightly different, and it depends on what method they used and how fixed your spine is and how much mobility you've got and all of that. But you want to be really mindful about the vertebrae or the parts of your spine that are not fused. So think about, and you probably have an X-ray if you've got spinal fusion, so you will probably know which segments above the fusion and below the fusion are there to give you some movement. And they're the ones that are the most vulnerable, and they're those junction points. They're the ones where you want to be really mindful. So twisting, you want to be super mindful. Spinal fusion is something I would really, really take it back to the right minimum. If you do want to do a little bit of twisting, because again, you want to have a functional movement going on to look behind you, but it might look slightly different. Your shoulders have to be quite mobile, so keep your shoulders mobile. Keep your hips really, really strong and really working on core strength and stability here. So I hope that helps. Lovely. Lisa is saying, can twisting make scoliosis worse? And this kind of, how shall I put this? This depends, really. I don't think that the occasional movement will be making your scoliosis worse. Right? What is going to make it worse is if you do something over and over and over again. At the same time, if you want to make it better, you do something over and over and over again, right? Twisting, again, if you're just twisting the areas that are already twisted and they're already mobile and you're making them even more mobile, you can cause some instability. So yes and no, basically. And again, it depends on Is it a severe scoliosis? Is it a mild scoliosis? Is it, has it changed over the last few years? Has it gotten worse? If it's a progressive one, I would really stay away from the twisting and back bending and those type of things. However, if it is relatively stable, then you're probably not going to make it worse. But again, do approach it with some caution and care and look after yourself and really learn about your curve pattern. And this is really what we, in my online courses, what we do. First thing is really is being able to visualize your spine, being able to know where you're twisting to one side, where to the other, which side is concave, which side is convex, where are you rotated, and then what can you do? Can you feel that you're supporting yourself a little bit more? And I think Laura mentioned it before. What she learned from me was that you support yourself first, so you draw in your convexities, and then you can turn, and then you've got a lot more support. Good, lovely. Always twist to the bulky side bothers me a bit, but it doesn't hurt. Okay, good. That's the main thing. It doesn't hurt. Lovely. I have levoscoliosis and dextroscoliosis, 25. It's quite severe, but I can do a lot of stuff. I do be careful. I don't want to overdo it. Yes, and 25 is a great age, and it's an age where we have all the energy and we can do a lot of things. And as you're saying already, you know, you sounds like you've got an S-curve scoliosis going to one side and then compensating on the other side. So again, what I would say is make sure to set yourself up for a good, long-term, healthy, stable future where the scoliosis doesn't get worse. And this is what everyone kind of who comes to me who's a little bit older and they say, oh, I wish I had found you a little bit earlier on, because then I could have done so many things to prevent this from getting worse. So you are at the perfect age to do something. So make sure that you're especially working on strengthening. Good. Where did I get up to? Oh, help. There's so many comments coming in. Okay. Here we go. From India, right thoracic curve. That's why I have a right rib hump. Yes, very common. I just want to get rid of it. Oh, okay. Please tell me more about it. And then you had another question here. You asked in your live chat, you told me my curve is little correct, but my rib hump reduced. I do daily exercise more than 4 weeks. Okay. Is the operation necessary or not? Okay, so let's bring your first question back. There's a lot of things going on, and please make sure you know that you really need help and you are like close to surgery and things like that, make sure you speak to someone right in your local area. If you've got a trusted health professional, make sure you really get double, triple checked out. That is your best call. You know, I do one-to-one sessions via Zoom as well, where I help people. I'm a yoga teacher now. I'm not a doctor, so I cannot advise you on surgery. And if it's necessary, sometimes it is necessary because of the vital organs that might be affected. However, sometimes it's not necessary. So in which case you can do something with exercise about this. However, I would always say if your scoliosis is severe and progressive, you need to be really, really careful that you are doing the right things. And with exercise, you will be able to hopefully stabilize things, but it doesn't always mean that you will be able to reduce it. So again, you know, try to get as much information as possible. And daily exercise, I think you are doing all the right things. So you're exercising, obviously. What's bothering you is obviously the rib hump, is the appearance of it. And that, again, you know, if you work on this kind of lengthening and elongating upwards, you will be able to improve your posture, and you will be able to make some changes in the way that it looks. It doesn't mean that your x-ray is going to improve, but it definitely means that you can do something about the appearance. Good. So I really apologize if I'm missing your comments here, but they're coming in quite quickly. I have idiopathic S-curve, left lumbar, right thoracic, and I'm new yoga instructor only for info. Okay, lovely. Come to the workshop on the 20th of March, which is for yoga teachers. And I will teach you what is safe to teach others with scoliosis and what is not. And it's even better if you have scoliosis yourself, because you're going to really benefit from this info. Good. Let me go through this a little bit more. Right. Laura is asking, how many degrees do you have a severe scoliosis? I never knew that. Sorry. I'm trying to understand this. So I think you're asking from how many degrees does it mean that we have a severe scoliosis? That's what I'm understanding from this. Now, there are different kind of measurements, and you know, let's just bear this in mind. This is just a spectrum. Someone at some point will have artificially set this degrees. You know, from 11 degrees, it's called scoliosis. Anything 10 degrees and below is not even called scoliosis. And then from whatever, some people say 25 degrees, some people say 30 degrees, it's called a moderate scoliosis. And then anything over 45 or 50 degrees is called a severe scoliosis. So, but again, this kind of depends on the medical professional that you're talking to, and opinions differ on this. And also, there is a margin, an error margin, when they measure the scoliosis. So please bear this in mind. If somebody has measured whatever 42 degrees for you, somebody else might measure 36 degrees or whatever. There is always an error margin. So do not take it too, I'm not saying don't take it too seriously, but you know, don't get too caught up on the exact number, right? I would rather, and also the x-rays, once you've got all your information and you know what's going on, put the x-ray away, right? Put it in a drawer somewhere. You can have a look at it at some other point, but once you know, you can picture it, feel it. So that's what I would say. You know, you really go inside and you feel what's going on, and then it doesn't matter if it's a, you know, whatever somebody else says, is it moderate or is it severe? It doesn't really matter as long as you are feeling well, obviously. Good. Lovely. Let me bring this one up. So I don't have pain. I have an S-curve. Is it important to have surgery? I'm not scared of pain, but I don't want to lose my flexibility because I love to dance. Oh, yes. And you are 16, right? And we don't want to take the dancing away from you. Is it important for you to have surgery? I don't know. You know, again, I would try to get opinions from different medical people, not just one. You know, ask around a little bit. And I know that not everyone has this opportunity to do this, but if you have someone and who said you need to have surgery, please ask, why do you suggest this, right? And again, if this has something to do with the vital organs, the heart or the lungs, you absolutely do need to have surgery, because it can actually be really dangerous not to have it. However, sometimes doctors just kind of suggest it because they don't know what else to do. And they say, oh, you could have surgery or you might not want to have surgery, in which case that sounds to me like, okay, I'll manage maybe without for a while and we see. So you can still have regular checkups, but you do need to be proactive in any case and make sure that you do something to counter that. Okay. Tatiana, yes, thank you so much for bringing it back to the topic. I always get distracted, right, from all your amazing questions, and do keep them coming. And, you know, I go through my YouTube comments as much as I can, and I really try to answer your questions. But today was about the twisting, right? So is twisting okay for scoliosis? Yes, I did talk about it, Tatiana, in the beginning, but thank you so much for bringing it back to it. So let's try and summarize this. If you are not in pain, if your scoliosis is stable, meaning it hasn't changed over the last few years, and it's kind of a mild or moderate scoliosis, if you're not growing anymore, then, in my opinion, twisting, if done mindfully, is okay. So what that means to me, twisting mindfully, means with your curve in mind, can you support yourself first and then make your movement? Again, I do feel that movement is important, and our thoracic spine is designed for rotation, right? It's designed to turn around and get something from this side and then put it over on the other side. That's what it's designed to do. However, you might feel that there is one side which is a lot harder to twist to than the other. Then you know you're kind of going against your particular pattern in this part of your spine. So I do practice twists, but I really do them very mindfully. I have really taken a lot of the twists out of my practice. So I just do less of them. That's what I would do. And that's what I would say about my scoliosis. Now, I don't know if that's right for you, but my scoliosis is stable. It hasn't really changed very much nowadays. And it's a kind of mild towards moderate curvature. So I'm not in the category of having to have maybe surgery. It's not progressing, and I'm not growing anymore, unfortunately. So this is all I can say about this. Now, if this is right for you, I don't know. So you might have to kind of think about this. Okay. Thank you. There will be hope. Oh, okay, Tatiana, and I see you had just joined. So you might want to go back to the beginning as well. So what twists are not recommended at all? So let's bring it back to yoga, right? So let me know if there are specific yoga poses. And Tatiana, you might have some in mind that are not recommended, right? So I would say anything super complicated, I don't even know all there are some very advanced poses, and I wish Mary Powell was here. She's an Ashtanga yogi, and she does some really advanced poses. But I would say that the trickiest ones, the ones that are kind of the worst for scoliosis, are the ones that are not only twisting, but also have a back bend in them, or also have a forward bend in them. That is just too many things going on. And especially, again, if you do this once in a while, fine. But if you do this on a daily basis, not so good. So I'm thinking like a king pigeon pose, or if you're in a dancer pose and you're like really, you're grabbing your foot and you're really going for it, maybe rethink some of these poses. Mindful twist. So again, if I've trained with Elise Browning Miller, and she does have a few twists in her book as well. And one of them is just kind of seated on a chair, because what you want to make sure is that you can lengthen up through the crown of the head first before you twist. If you can't, because you're sitting cross-legged on the floor and your back is not supporting you, your hips are not flexible enough and you cannot lengthen, then you're already in flexion, and then you take it into rotation, not so good. So anywhere where you can kind of lengthen first and then do your movement, do not go to your complete end range, but really notice what's going on and where you might feel the restrictions, then you're fine with that. Does that answer your question, Tatiana? Or is there any kind of specific ones that you're wondering about maybe? And again, I would have to see you in the pose at the end of the day to see what I can see from the outside, what might not be so good or what might, where you could maybe kind of lengthen or support yourself a little bit better. But it's very hard for me to say this without seeing you in the pose. Good. Dextral scoliosis is 80 degrees. Is that the cob angle? Before that, they were saying it was 90 or 100, but when they did more tests, it came out as 80. Yeah, I mean, you know, and this sounds like a very severe curvature. But, you know, this is exactly what I mean. There is an error margin there as well. So, you know, it depends on how they measure it, which vertebrae they kind of include in their cob angle measurement and all of that. So I wouldn't get too caught up on the exact numbers all the time. However, if this is your scoliosis curvature, 80 degrees, and that's the cob angle, I would be trying to think what yoga poses might be more beneficial than twists. Right. And the ones that are going to be much more beneficial. And again, think of this hose pipe that I was talking about. If you bend it and then it's slightly twisted, how you're going to get the twist out of it is by lengthening. It's not about bending it the other way and derotating. No, it's just simply lengthening up and pulling on the other side. You can't see my hands there, but that's what I was doing. So elongation of the spine is your best friend. And then making sure that you're really supported in the core and everything is really stable. So I hope that this answered your question there. And I'm just going to look back in my Instagram here to see if I missed anything. So if I twist one way to derotate my thoracic, am I compromising my lumbar? Yes, absolutely. If you have an S-curve scoliosis, and meaning in the thoracic spine it goes one way, in the lumbar spine it goes the other way, the rotation is also opposed. So anything that is convex is rotated backwards towards the back of you, right? So yes, if you're derotating by turning yourself one way, somewhere else in the spine, you're going further into the rotation. So this is very, 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 very important to bear in mind, because there are always compensating curvatures going on. And even here with this one, I've drawn here a kind of more of a C thoracolumbar curvature, but this would be called a compensation. It's going to the other side. This one is a compensation going to the other side. So there are two more curvatures, even though they're small in terms of rotation, they will go the other way. So this is why we do want to be mindful of those movements. And it doesn't mean that you cannot do them. It means that you might want to think about why you're doing them. Is it necessary? Is it beneficial for you? And this is another point that somebody was saying this in my 4 weeks course, which is running at the moment. And she was saying, I crave those twists. I really want to twist. And she was using a door frame and then twisting and always doing the same movement. those are also the ones that I would kind of rethink. If you're doing something repeatedly and always the same, that's where it can become a problem. If it's once in a while and, you know, you're doing a twist because you particularly enjoy, feels good, or it looks quite nice, or you enjoy, you're a dancer, right? We had someone here, he was a dancer. Yeah, of course, you go for it. But is it something that you want to kind of be doing all the time, or can you have something then to balance this out? So do a lot more elongation, do a lot more strengthening with your twisting movements as well. Good. So everyone has gone a little bit quiet. So I don't know if you're happy with this, or if you're all crying because of what I said about twisting. Again, I'm not in the corner of do not do this and you're not allowed to twist ever again. But I am saying, think about why you're doing it and maybe doing a little bit less of it and being a little bit more conservative, especially if your scoliosis is more on the kind of moderate to severe. Ah, lovely. Thank you so much, Vaishnav. I hope I'm saying your name right. You're a really positive person. Thank you so much. I'm trying to be, yes, because, you know, I want you to enjoy your life. And scoliosis should not hold you back. So scoliosis is just a condition. It's just the shape of your spine. Everyone has a little bit of that. We're not completely symmetrical. Nobody is completely symmetrical. Everyone has got some sort of issues going on. It's just about how you are going to manage it and how you are going to keep your body in good shape and stay strong and do everything to make sure that you have got a really long life of feeling amazing in your body. Good. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.